Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Da-da.
What is wrong with you?
I am so tired. So if you could just not...
Why can't you just participate?
Not be a dick, I would greatly appreciate that.
I was in the rhythm and everything, man.
It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Brought to you just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Today will be the best weather day we've had in a very long time. It's chilly now. 34 feels like 26. But when this wind comes in, which will come with a wind advisory at 3 o'clock.
Oh, great.
The weather, we will be getting up to 51 degrees.
Okay.
Know where you are. So we'll be in the 50s today. We'll be in the 50s tomorrow. Although I don't, that could be like 50 at like midnight.
Yeah, then it starts to tank.
Kind of, maybe. I don't know. We'll see tomorrow, I guess. It'll be 50 early in the morning, like 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
All right.
So enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
And don't get blown away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we are now 6 days away from Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does it sound 7? 7 days away? Mm-hmm. 1 week. No, it's a week away.
Yeah.
We're a week away from Christmas, everybody. And working with Tommy around the holidays is fascinating. Because now you're my friend, and I don't mean this in a negative way.
No.
You're the most selfish person I've ever met in my life.
Why would I take that as a negative?
You are the most selfish.
Number one selfish. I'll take it.
Kimmy, yeah. We have covered how he doesn't like giving gifts to people.
No, no.
Like, gets no joy in watching people.
But loves getting gifts.
But who don't like getting?
Except he doesn't, because unless he gets a gift that he thinks
that
is wonderful,
true.
He throws it on the ground.
You gotta nail it.
Like a petulant child. And every year, Kimmy, we get to witness more of a grown man experiencing Christmas for the first time.
Right.
Because the last 3 days, you have been doing something.
Yeah. What I do.
Which is the worst thing you can do as a gift giver around the holidays. Because you came into this room on Monday.
Yeah.
And you said something to me.
I got you both a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the greatest gift you're going to get all season.
That is a huge statement.
Oh, I stand behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love it. Mm. And you can't
so
even
like
fake hate it.
Not even our spouses are going to get us a gift as good
close,
as what
man.
You give us.
I'll tell you what. I'll say it right now. I know y'all better than your spouses.
Wow.
When it comes to this, I sure is almost cussed. Dude, you're going to be blown away with what I got you. And I didn't spend like a ton of money, but I spent the right money on the right thing.
All right. First of all, as far as knowing us better than our spouses, I mean— my wife has seen me naked way more than you've seen me naked.
Yeah, but I only needed to see you once.
All right. You have oversold this gift hard that even
but I haven't
if it
oversold
is,
it.
No, well, you just said, yes, I have, but I haven't oversold
no.
it.
And this was all your idea. Your wife did not help you.
So she did help me, but the basic idea what I purchased.
Okay. Okay. Hey, I got an idea. Let's get a present.
Right.
Yeah, she did influence, yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
But you're going to know it's... When you see this gift, you're going to know it's from me.
Okay.
Is it a dump in a box? Because I don't want to open that tomorrow.
That was last year.
Okay.
Right.
Here's what you've done.
What have I done?
It is amazing at a man
like
your age.
I'm so excited. Maybe excited isn't the word. Anxious. Anxious is the word.
This could be the greatest present I've ever gotten in my life.
It is.
And it's not going to be good enough because you have oversold this present over the last 3 days so hard. Like, you only said it to me for 3 days.
I know you better than you.
Kimmy, I've been coming in the last 3 days.
Best gift ever.
I'm telling you, he looks me right in the face every single time. Wait, will you open this? Oh, my God.
You're going to be goddamn.
Oh, my God. But you kept it from Kimmy. And then this morning, you're so like, gee, you couldn't keep it quiet. You go to Kimmy.
Yeah,
bro,
I know.
Best gift ever.
You've now done it to both of us.
And, like, here's what sucks.
What?
Right? Now, Kimmy and I, no matter what it is when we open it, have to be like, wow.
No, like, our imaginations are running wild.
You can say it sucks.
No,
go ahead.
No,
but you lie.
No, because you're going to get pissed off. If I'm like, it's like, no, you say that.
even if you try, you won't be able to.
Okay. What makes you think you know us better than our spouses?
I don't know, but I can't wait to find out.
When it comes to stuff like this.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. So here's the thing.
Because, you know, we talk all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. That's what I want to bring up here. Because you're right. We talk all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you have this thing that you do.
What's that thing?
Where you pay no attention till it's time for you to talk.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, it's one of your charms.
Is it really?
It doesn't keep me from being your friend. But, like, look, if anyone that listens to The Break Room has heard multiple times, I will be describing a story.
Yeah.
I will give details of the story. And 30 seconds later, he will look at me and ask me the exact details that I just gave.
But you talk so fast
that
sometimes.
That has nothing to do with it. No, because you're watching the TV, or you're looking at your phone, or you're just staring me in the face and not listening to what's coming out of my mouth. It is not happening. So for you to be like, oh, I know you guys really well, in a physical sense, yes. I don't know if you listen to us enough.
It is funny because you say that you know us so well, but it took you like 5 years to learn my family's names.
Well, because you never say their names.
Like my husband's name. Yeah.
You just say my husband, my dad.
What's
my
her
mother.
Husband's name?
Well, and then, by the way, that changed because it was Alex, and then it went to Al.
No, she always called him Al.
No, she started out as Alex. How would I know Alex unless she said it?
I don't know.
And then it became Al.
Then it became Al. But it became Al.
The old man is Steve.
Look at you.
Oh, you're not going to get mom.
Frankie.
Whoa! Oh! Holy cow!
Not sure of the brother.
Did you get
the brother's an easy one.
Little Steve?
Yep. It's a repeat.
Yeah, and he's on tour with Springsteen right now. 252 WCMF. Tommy comes in Monday morning, looks me in the face. And this is new, too, because we used to have an agreement, you and I.
I know, but I branched out this year.
Yeah, I know. This is new because
usually we're still doing the old thing.
No, I know we're
group
doing
thing.
No, all right. But this is what also pissed me off, because last year you sprung a present on me that I was not expecting.
Oh, yeah, you did.
2 years.
The last 2 years. And I'm like, okay.
Now. And by the way, pretty goddamn good gift.
Okay.
Nobody else gets you that.
Yeah, no, you're right. Pretty guy, it was.
Your family ain't buying that. Your family isn't allowed in that store.
But now, as much as I appreciate you turning over a new leaf and buying things for other people, it's now me having to go. I now have an obligation to get something for
no,
you.
No, you don't.
Oh, no, shut up. You can say
but
that.
I'm old. I don't need anything.
A coffin.
Okay. Yeah, give me one of them kiss coffins.
No, because I went out last night and I got you a gift.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Well, it's kind of confusing.
It's actually in the
now.
Room right now. I had to hide it because I was afraid I was going to forget it. Oh. And it was in my car. But I'm sorry.
It's confusing now because even last year when he got you that gift, he wanted to do a group thing. Which I had already gotten you a gift,
yep.
So then it was like, okay, we could do a group thing, but I didn't do a group thing with Pat for you. I don't know, it just all didn't even out in the end. Yeah. It was stressing me out.
Well, I just went in a different direction.
No, look, we had a decade where we knew what was happening, and then you go rogue for some reason.
But you're going to like my rogue.
Like you're Scrooge.
Yeah, you're not one for surprises, so this is strange.
Do you have cancer?
Not that I know of. Okay. I mean, I probably do. At my age, I figure I have some form of cancer in me at all times.
You are dressed like a man who has cancer.
Yeah, like I'm going to go get chemo today.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And I think I use these kind of chairs. Going for my drip.
All right, so like, no, I now legitimately have anxiety, not from what I'm
doing. Anxiety?
No,
it's anxiety.
The anxiety is...
You're going to love this. You're going to sit back and you're going to enjoy it. You're going to go, goddamn, Tommy.
The anxiety is what? Having to now give you the response that you want when I open this gift tomorrow. That's where I am anxious, because I know that this means a lot to you because you're so excited and you're never excited to give anybody gifts.
Well, I know, too, like y'all's gifts to me are going to fall short.
Okay.
And I feel bad because it's my fault because I want it so amazing this year.
What's the angle?
I know.
No angle?
I have a question, too.
Yeah, yes, you were the best.
Little boy in the back with the pink hat on.
Is this,
boarding his mother.
Is this an expensive gift, or is this a unique, I really thought this through kind of, it's more about the idea of it than the price gift?
It's low high end.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
What a shit-ass
right.
bitch.
No.
Okay.
I mean, this one thing is about as expensive as it gets on the low.
What?
There's one. It's a two-parter.
Wait, we're getting two gifts?
Yeah, it's a two-parter.
Does this involve work?
So the one is like super high for a low end. Is it the top low end you could get?
Okay.
And the other one, I think you kind of know where that one's going. It's So yeah,
I have no idea. Well, I don't know what the hell is happening.
I don't know. I feel like I'm in an escape room right now. And I can't figure out the clues.
It's good stuff, man. Some of it's imported. Imported.
Everything's imported.
No,
now.
Not everything. No, no. One thing ain't. One thing's American.
Wow.
Okay. All the way American.
Are you? Baby. You started bragging about the imported, and then I was like, everything's imported. This is America. Ah, shop in America.
One's American. Okay. One's import.
Okay.
And by the way, opposite ends of the globe.
What is happening right now?
It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
There's an angle.
There ain't no angle.
No, what do you need from us?
I don't need nothing. No, you two do so much for me.
Shut up.
I just want to thank you both
Shut
for
up.
Everything making my life so easy.
See, you can't even
and
say it.
Saving my career.
Without being a dick.
Now I'm trapped in a cold, cold storage unit. We're the 11th place show in a 10-show market. Just going great.
Well, here's the thing.
No raise.
Even had we not saved your career, you still would be living in a cold, cold storage unit.
Okay. Cancer all over my body.
You were going to say, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
Is it something that has to do with you? Like, is it a picture of you?
No, it's no picture. It has nothing to do with me.
Okay.
What?
No, I just wish we could work on a normal show sometimes. Where, like,
let's listen to that.
No, it's not even. No, we could. I'm saying, like, I just wish you would be a normal person every once in a while. Because, like, I mean, there are coworkers who are going to get each other gifts, and it's just a normal thing. Like, you quietly hand them a gift, and they quietly hand you a
who
gift.
Who wants to do that? Oh my god, it's boring.
Well, we don't. But if we're like, again, it's just I don't need this, man. I don't need this in my life.
You're doing it to yourself.
What am I doing? I'm listening to you oversell this gift that you're going to have us open up tomorrow.
You're
going to
be so happy.
Okay. All right.
And you're going to love it. You're going to enjoy the crap out of it.
Do you think I'm going to love it enough where you will include a gift receipt with the present?
Bring me a gift receipt.
Can you even return it?
Yeah, like let's say I'm not into it and I wanted to return it.
I'll take it. If y'all don't want it, I'll take it home.
That's not how gifts work.
No.
That's
if
not,
y'all don't like
that's
it,
not how gifts work.
You return it to me.
Okay.
My ass will enjoy it.
So it's alcohol. You have given us alcohol.
No, I'm not giving you alcohol.
Well, no, that's the only thing you like. So it's not sports related because you don't like that
oh,
stuff.
You know what, though? Can be enjoyed with sports.
It's not okay.
Oh.
What? So it is alcohol. Ooh. So it's alcohol.
No. It's a two-parter.
What are you doing?
And it can be enjoyed with sports.
You're like the Riddler right now, and you're having far too much fun. You're also wearing an outfit that the Riddler would wear. If it had question marks all over it, you would look like
I've been
Riddler.
Going in solid track suits this week because it's so goddamn cold in here. I can't believe how warm they are. It's like pajamas, but like legit.
You know what this feels like?
What?
This feels like the end of A Christmas Story where Scrooge wakes up. Were you visited by three ghosts? Because all of a sudden you want to give gifts. I've known you for almost 25 years now. Never have you ever wanted to give gifts. And now all of a sudden you're like, you got Tiny Tim on your shoulder and you're walking through the street buying Christmas geese for everybody.
Well, you know, my career's winding up. Can I do something nice?
We're getting guesses now.
Okay, what do we got?
And I think that there may be something to this based on some of his clues. Somebody guessed tracksuits.
Please don't be a tracksuit. Please don't buy me.
Never know.
I
did say you could enjoy it with sports.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Did we ruin the surprise?
It could be monogram tracksuits. Because we all look like the break room buddies.
All right, here's what we'll do. Now that everybody is fully invested in the you're going to love these presents, imported and some from America, we will open these presents tomorrow.
Ooh.
At
yeah,
this
I'll
time.
Bring them in tomorrow.
Yeah, like, well, and you can open up yours that I now had to go get you because you made me.
You didn't have to go get anything.
You know I had to go get you something because if I didn't
well, yeah,
get you,
you knew
something.
It was coming.
Yeah, if I didn't get you something, the second I opened mine, you'd be like, where's mine?
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Nostalgia around the holidays, super powerful.
Oh, sure.
Right, I mean, the best times of your life are attached to the Christmas movies and shows you watched when you were young.
Yeah, because you watched them like over and over.
You got it. It's a reason why people will travel to amusement parks to go hang out in the Grinch's town.
Yeah, right?
Whoville at Universal Studios. It's also, when it comes to live action movies, the reasons people will make pilgrimages, legitimate trips to the homes of where these movies were set.
Oh, like the actual building.
You got it. And there is now another home that you can go see that will look exactly the way you remember it.
So is this the one they used in the movie?
You got it.
Oh, cool.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You're familiar with the movie Home Alone?
Oh, yeah. Chicago, right?
Oh, yep. Chicago! Christmas movie. The Home Alone house.
That thing is a mansion.
It is. It has been restored completely to what it looked like when it was in the Home Alone.
Oh, okay.
So what do you get to do?
Like a moment in time.
So here's the thing. It is not open to the public as of right now.
Yeah.
The folks who bought the home, it's in the Chicago suburbs, as you brought up.
Yeah, it's got to be high end.
It was bought earlier this year for $5 million.
Yeah, I guess so.
And by the way, that's not because it was in the movie. That's just what the house is worth.
That makes sense. Yeah. It does look like a huge house.
Yeah.
It is believed that now that the house is back to the way it was for the movie, it has gone up. Ten times in value.
Wait, ten times?
That's what they said in this
article. So they actually filmed the movie in this house. It wasn't a set, and they just used the house as like a...
They used the exterior shots or something.
I also thought at some point they made it into like an Airbnb situation where you could go stay there.
For this specific house?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought we talked about it like years ago.
So I know they did the one for A Christmas Story.
So put a pin in that. Okay. We'll loop back around to that. Right. I do find it funny, a couple of things. If you remember Home Alone, the story is he's home alone. Mm. But the reason he's home alone is the dad that owns this house pays for like him and 12 of his family members to fly to Paris.
European
was the second.
Yeah.
But and they're all staying there.
They're all staying, and he's covering all of this. And like they make it sound like they're just an average middle class family. Yeah. But you're right. This home is worth $5 million.
Right. And they're flying. Everybody's going on this fabulous vacation. I remember they got all those pizzas the night before, and they're just partying and we're going away.
What illegal activities was this dad in where he could afford probably
in a mob or something.
Yeah.
But Kimmy, to your point, I mean, the only reason you would restore this home to what it looked like in Home Alone is to make money off the house.
You do the Airbnb, which you will make a fortune.
All right, so to your point, you brought up A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
One of the most famous Christmas movies of all time. That home exists.
It's in Cleveland, right?
Cleveland, Ohio, in the city there. And they bought it like 20 years ago, and that has been restored to exactly what it looks like in the movie. And they started, when they did this, just by giving tours.
Yeah.
And that blew up. So then they bought a house next door, and they turned that into a gift shop. Right now, you can rent the entire home as an Airbnb if you are a super fan of A Christmas Story. Renting the whole house is $1,300 a night.
Well, it depends. I mean, it has to go up around the holidays.
No, I just looked it up. It's $1,300 a night. I think it's just whatever first come, first serve.
If you can get in. Yeah.
And there are rooms that are like in the house but not access to the house that are $400 a night.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. It would be so weird, though, like, spend that much money just to be in the house.
You wouldn't think it's kind of cool?
For a minute, but then it's just a house.
Wouldn't you worry people would try to steal stuff? If it had a bunch of, you know, memorabilia in the house.
There is. Like, the Red Ryder BB gun is under glass in the house.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's locked up.
I mean, would you be interested? Is $1,300 worth a night in A Christmas Story house?
That one doesn't really interest me as much. I would go see it, but I don't need to stay there, you know?
Yeah, it's a small little house in Cleveland. It's not like...
Okay. I would. It is.
It's just
inside.
Like an average house. Yeah. That other house, I can't even imagine what that would go for because it's freaking huge.
Okay, let's pause the story for a second.
Because the whole movie of Home Alone takes place in the house.
You're right. Most of A Christmas Story does, too.
Yeah,
it's the stuff in the basement.
It's not the focus, though.
Yeah.
All right. I just to point out how ridiculous you as a human being are.
Me?
Yes. Again, The Home Alone house, it's in the suburb of Chicago. It has been restored to what it looked like originally when it was in the movie. The home was recently sold for $5 million, but they are estimating now that it's been restored to what it is worth 10 times that amount.
Wow.
And no word on whether you can go tour it yet, but I'm sure that's on the way. The draw of the house isn't how big and cool the house is.
It is to me a little bit.
The draw of the house is what the house did.
Yeah, but if it's a stupid movie, a comedy.
So is Home Alone.
Yeah. I know.
You can go spend less money to stay in a nice house in an Airbnb.
True.
You don't have to spend the money for the Home Alone house.
No, but at least if I was going to go that direction, I think I would more comfort at my age.
Okay. Well, no, if you were alone booking the Home Alone house, that would be would be problematic. One of my favorite movies. I love watching Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone.
You know there's some weirdos that probably do this.
It is pajamas watching movies. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Dylan writes us, when it comes to the Home Alone house, Kimmy is right. Only the outside of the house was used in the movie. The inside was never used. It was all shot on a set. All right, well, that kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, that's but Home Alone. If it looks like it, you still get the same feeling.
Yeah.
The Christmas Story movie was filmed inside that house.
Oh, it was?
Okay. Yes. So some folks don't like the excitement of their home being a movie home.
I would assume.
For example, there is the house they used in the Goonies, right?
Yeah.
That became such a tourist attraction. It's in the state of Washington, or is it Oregon? It's up in the Pacific Northwest.
Up in that area.
It made the person who owns the house's life a living hell, to the point where they put a giant tarp over the house so people would stop coming to take pictures in front of it.
Like a shield?
Yes. The people that own the house that was Walter White's house in Breaking Bad, you know, the TV show?
Yeah, that's in New Mexico, right?
They've had to call the police dozens of times because people keep throwing cheese pizzas on the roof. If you've never seen the show, it's a big scene.
I wonder if people bought those homes without knowing.
Have to know.
So the most iconic one, and I think this was the first house that became a celebrity house on its own.
Okay.
Was the house where the original Godfather was shot on Staten Island. And I know people still go to those front gates and have their photos taken with the house in the background. But that has to be the first one that I think.
Brady Bunch, maybe. The Brady Bunch
Is that a real house?
I think the exterior is, because I think it's sold a few times.
So I think it's been sold, guys. Would you want to stay in the Brady Bunch house? Is that comfy enough for you?
It's very mod. Remember, it had that 1960s look to it?
Well, it's not mod anymore. Now it's old.
Yes, old mod. I would want to say the Godfather house would be cool to stay in. I mean, that isn't a... I mean, and that was filmed in that house. What? Because you're not Italian. You don't want to sleep where Italian slept?
Well, no.
Does it smell too Italian for you?
Bro, I grew up in Gates. Every time I spent the night at a girl's house, I slept where Italian slept. In your face. No, but all of the movie in that mansion was spent in, like, the crummiest parts of the mansion. They were in, like, the butler's quarters sitting around or, like, you know, off some side hallway sitting on the stairs.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh wow, I'm on the stairs.
Well, how about the office, you know, for The Godfather, where he was sitting there cutting those deals. And then he had that beautiful backyard with the gardens and everything.
Is that that actual house?
What was that?
Is that the actual house in the backyard?
Yeah, they shot the whole movie there.
Okay.
According to a woman that said she went to the Christmas Story house.
Yeah.
It was not filmed in the house. It was filmed somewhere in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah. Like they the outside of it is the house they use, but the inside it was filmed somewhere else.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at pictures from Jay, who took 45 pictures of the inside of the Christmas Story house.
That said,
they must have made it then an exact replica.
Yeah, they probably did.
Like that makes sense. Yeah.
Man, this is so cool. I'm going to Cleveland this weekend for the Bills
game. Oh, you got
to
go.
I kind of want to go. My wife's not going to want to
go. Just drive by it.
My brother's going
to. Well, yeah,
is it in the city?
But it's in, like, you know, the housing parts of
it. Yeah. I got it.
Got to cut out some time for it.
No, my wife's not going to. She's already got
it. You don't think she'd want to just go see it?
No, this ain't her thing.
You're there during Christmas.
My wife, her dad's a Jamaican immigrant.
Yeah.
And he off the boat Jamaican. They didn't really have, like, they didn't really watch, like,
the
Christmas
traditional
specials.
Christmas movies.
Like, she doesn't know about Emmett Otter or The Grinch or Charlie Brown. Right. She never watched A Christmas Story. Yeah. Like, I love watching
doesn't
A Christmas
care.
Story
yeah.
on Christmas Eve, and she'll, like, sit next to me, but, like, the whole time she'll be like,
I always get pissed off when I'm with people that didn't watch the same things I watched as a kid, because that's my wife also. She never watched TV as a kid.
Yeah.
And I'll go, this is great. Remember this? She goes, I've never seen it. I go, how did you not see this?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Because, like, that's a tie that binds everybody.
Right.
How did I find the one woman that did not get tied in
Me too.
To the bind here? I mean, Kimmy, do you?
But then they also make you feel like a slug. While I was out doing things,
yes!
I wasn't sitting in front of the TV. Well, you lost out, man.
No, like my wife, she loves the what's Handel's Messiah, which is music, church music.
Yeah,
like that's her thing, and like that's her one Christmas thing, and like she makes me feel like a piece of crap because it's like, oh, I enjoy art.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is like I'm gonna put on. She
this
wants
is to, class.
But like she'll put on Handel's Messiah on the record player because she got it in vinyl. Ugh.
Where did she pick that up from?
I actually got it from her.
No kidding. You started this whole vinyl craze in your house.
But the point I'm making is like instead of enjoying A Christmas Story, which is an American classic, I have to listen to Handel's Messiah.
I don't even
vinyl.
Know what that would sound like. Is it gospel music?
No, it's like German.
How did she find this?
It's a famous thing for people that are 90.
No, but how did she?
Her mother's family is German.
Oh, all right.
Like okay, right, yeah. I had to go last year to a live performance of Handel's Messiah as done by the RPO.
That's a thing.
We were the only people. We were like the youngest people there by 40 years. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating. And like,
except for you and the Kaiser.
I will do it for my wife because I love my wife.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah,
it's an effing nightmare.
Yeah, it would be.
You don't even understand the words, man.
Oh, so it's all in German.
Yeah, I think it's all in German.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. It sucks. Whole thing sucks. There's not even a house you can go to where Handel lived where you can spend the night. You know what I'm saying? All right, so if you want to go, I guess the Christmas Story would be the easiest one to go to.
Closest, yeah.
I mean, it's a 3.5-4 hour drive from us.
Yeah.
Peter wants to go to the Scarface house.
In Miami?
Is that a real thing?
It probably is, but it's probably doesn't even look like that house anymore.
You're dressed like you're one of like Scarface's like flunky. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is not surprising.
Okay.
In fact, we probably should be higher on this list because this item is ridiculously expensive. And right now, you should save money wherever you can.
Mm.
That being said, it is okay for a person to make this decision on their own, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to commit to Fugazi, God bless you.
Yeah.
Where it gets dicey is when this becomes a gift.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Bills jerseys, Buffalo Bills football jerseys, are some of the most counterfeited in the NFL.
Really?
A new study reveals that counterfeit Buffalo Bills jerseys are the fifth most sought after of any pro football team in America.
So these aren't Nike. These are illegal shirts?
These are illegal, yes.
Totally illegal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the ones you would walk in a Dixie by.
Not coming from a legitimate NFL source.
Exactly. Right. This is, you go online and you find, you know, like Bill's Fun Express 24/7,
right.
And you buy a jersey from there. So Bill's fake jerseys have gotten so prominent, there has been a 264% rise in fake Bills jerseys since just September.
Wow.
So we know the Bills are fifth. Do you want to take a guess at the four teams that are ahead of us?
Well, you got to go with the Cowboys.
No, Cowboys are not in there. Think more economical.
Economical.
See, I was thinking like the two New York teams.
Nope.
Are they in there?
Not there either. All right, I'm going to tell you. You want to take one more swing?
I'm going to just throw out Jacksonville.
Right, Jacksonville's not there. All right. Eagles are the most counterfeited jersey.
Okay. Right,
that makes sense to that town.
Lions are two.
All right.
Oh.
Packers are three.
All right.
Wow. Steelers are four.
Wow.
Bills are five.
Wow.
All Rust Belt City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Well, except for Green Bay. But you get what I'm saying. They're all very similar. Blue collar, and they don't want to spend where they don't have to, like small town sensibilities. So, Tommy, there's a problem here.
What's the problem?
If you are listening and you have bought a fake Bills jersey for yourself, good for you.
Okay.
That is your choice, and it's a smarter choice financially. You're saving minimum $100 compared to what you're buying, you know, the real one for.
Yeah.
The issue here.
What's the issue?
Is when you start buying fake Bills stuff for gifts.
But what if he's a little kid?
Okay.
If it's a kid, I guess it's going to outgrow it.
They don't
know
crap.
Well, you called it it. All you did what Tommy did.
No, I said if.
You said the kid's going to.
If the kid's going to outgrow it in a year. Okay. I didn't say it.
Right. No, but I'm going to say that kid ain't going to know nothing. He's a little kid. He doesn't know fake.
Kid might know.
He's going to know fake.
Depending on the age. They might know.
If, I got under 10,
if their friends are wearing jerseys, if they're to the point where they're comparing stuff amongst friends, they're going to know.
Really?
That's when it shows up.
Look, the fact that these counterfeit Bills jerseys for sale have skyrocketed since September indicates to me, Kimmy, these people are buying from China and they wanted to make sure it gets here in time for Christmas.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So these are gifts.
Yeah, I would imagine.
You shouldn't make the fake jersey decision for someone else. Because that is a deeply personal decision that the person who puts the jersey on will have to live with.
It's not a wedding dress, man.
I'm dead ass serious when I say that.
No, I'm going fake.
I know you guys think I'm weird with my jerseys.
No, but you're going to dump goddamn hot sauce all over and everything else.
Okay. There are many men like me who will see people in fake jerseys and make a couple of assumptions about them.
Yeah, like what?
Well,
you must.
What, busted?
You busted. And here's the thing. It's okay.
It's a parking lot jersey.
It is. You bought a parking lot jersey. And again, if you made that decision, fine. If you are hanging someone else with that decision because you didn't want to spend the money on a gift,
but there's
it feels inappropriate to
there
me.
Is another group of people that may buy this jersey that don't really know what they're doing, and that's like the grandma gift.
Yeah.
Because
grandma's
they might
on the
see
dark
it.
Web.
It might pop up like on their Facebook page or something. Like, oh, wow, what a deal. And then they order it for all the grandkids, not really knowing that they're not getting the real thing.
No, she's totally right.
And they don't really care. It's just they think, well, what's the difference?
You can Google Bill's jersey for sale right now, and you'll get, like, on the third or fourth thing, these fake Chinese websites that'll sell, you know, it'll sell.
They gotta have a ton of cool stuff on there.
But it's funny, like how far, like what kind of jerseys they make.
Yeah.
It's like the America jersey, and it's like the American flag or the numbers.
But they must have a ton of other stuff on those sites.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
How cool?
I'm in.
Okay.
I love knockoffs.
252 WCMF. You don't though.
I do.
All right.
For a gift for somebody, yeah.
Again. We are talking about how Bills jerseys are some of the most counterfeited in the NFL. We are the fifth in the NFL. Popularity for counterfeit Bills jerseys have gone up 264% since September, which indicates to us these are people that ordered trying to get it in time for Christmas from these Chinese places. You were going to say something, Kimmy? I'm sorry. Nope? Okay.
Have you ever gotten a spouse or a lover something that was completely a knockoff and sold it away?
Too scared. No. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I did a major one, bro.
What was
years
it?
Years ago. So, on the old show, you know, we knew some people sometimes.
Sure.
Show up from time to time.
Yeah.
So, this dude, through another dude, had these fake, you ever heard of Movado? I think it's called watches.
Yeah.
They're pretty nice. At that time, they were like $600, $700 ladies' watches.
Okay.
So, I score one, and I gave it to one of my old wives. I won't say which one, but it was the one when I was on the radio here, and let her think it was the Legitsky.
Why? You didn't tell her.
How did you end up divorced?
She never found out.
She knows.
Well,
now.
She definitely found out.
Okay,
eventually.
What's she
going to
do? Take away my birthday? No,
I mean,
but
I'm sure. Like by the time you weren't together anymore, she probably didn't wear that watch. I'm guessing.
It's a nice watch. It's a super. It's the nicest
watch.
No, it's
watch not.
She
it's a fake
had.
Watch. Yeah, it's not.
Well, it's the nicest thing she ever had.
And I would also think if it's fake, depending so on how much you spent on it, it's gonna like wear away.
Oh, I
like
spent nothing on
the
this
metal
watch.
Part is gonna wear away, and it's gonna be like, hey, that isn't real silver. Or gold.
Hey, that watch lasted longer than our marriage.
72 hours.
70. Yes. No,
what,
but I
what
was
if
like,
it turned her arm green? How do you explain that?
Yeah.
J-O-ing? Okay.
Never got one of those. I'm just saying, it was genius. Because
it wasn't genius.
It
I
was
would not
genius.
Recommend.
It
do
put
not
a smile,
do.
It put a smile on her face.
Until Briefly. She finds out that it's not
well,
real.
The one thing is, because we all scored one, it gave away his gifts.
How are you so stupid?
How did you do that to your spouse?
Seriously. What a bad person.
Maybe doing it to a family member.
What a bad person.
When he's got nothing, he just repeats it back in a higher voice.
That's not being bad. It's being frugal.
You lied. You lied right to her face.
About saving money?
How much did you spend on that watch?
Oh, God. It was less than $100.
Oh, my God.
Going back to the jerseys, James writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. James says, are you really trying to shame blue-collar people for not spending $180 on essentially a Buffalo Bills t-shirt? Not a good look, Duff. No, I am clearly saying, if you want to make that decision for yourself, I get it. It is the smarter economical decision.
But
the problem shows up when you make
pass
that,
it off.
And you make that decision for someone else because that person is going to feel obligated to wear it. But again, people get very strange about what they want to wear on game day and what they are projecting as a football fan. I wouldn't want to hang that on somebody else.
All right, okay. I never thought of it that way. I'm not going to change my ways, but yes.
Well, here's the thing. You're talking about fake items.
Yeah.
I would make the argument that sports jerseys, any one of them, are the only fake items that are giveaways immediately. Because you brought up the Movado watch or like a fake Rolex.
Yeah.
Most people don't see those on a daily basis, so they would not know it's fake.
No.
Same with designer bags or designer shoes or whatever. Those are premium items that no one around you is intimately familiar with most of the time. Sports jerseys, on the other hand, Bills jerseys specifically in this conversation.
You're going to be standing side by side somebody with the real one.
Yes, and Kimmy, even if you're not, I would argue that our fan base is so rabid that between the Syracuse and Pennsylvania border, the majority of people have owned a Bills jersey at one point. It's easy to spot a Fugazi.
Is it?
You'll be able to tell. That's how bad it is.
I never look. Now I'm going to start looking.
Start looking.
I'm also wondering, because I was talking about like the grandma factor before, like not really knowing what you're buying, you just see a Bills jersey and that'll do.
Yeah.
Would it be worse to receive a fake jersey of a current player or like a Marshall's find of a guy that just got traded?
All right, so I'm going to give everybody a heads up right now, and that's a great question.
What's that?
There are grandmas of the world that are going to
DJ Manuel.
So I was in Marshall's last night, and they had a hell of a lot of Stephon Diggs merchandise.
Yeah. So my wife 2 years ago scarfed up all that stuff for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had and she's still giving it away. She bought so much of it.
Yeah.
Because it was so dirt cheap. But you're right. It was all, you know,
players that no longer
even Reuben Brown.
No, my mother did this to me
when
I was like 18, 19.
Right.
Yeah.
She got me a Craig Reeve Sabres jersey.
Okay.
Like a week after.
Oh, yeah.
And like she goes, I got a great deal. And I didn't have the heart. I'd be like, oh, I bet you did. Thanks a lot.
That's something to wear.
Well, no, I mean, look, you know, I'm a nerd. I love keeping all those things.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. There are going to be people this year that open up Amari Cooper jerseys or Von Miller jerseys or Stephon Diggs jerseys because they were 50% off and grandma or mom didn't know anything.
I think I'd rather have the fake
than the old player.
Yeah. Especially
that's
if there's
a good
still a current player. It's just somewhere else.
I don't know.
I mean, the old player is kind of unique, right?
Well, it depends on who it is. Like, I don't want to wear Von Miller's name.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if they left in not a good way.
I forget. There's been so many bad stories.
I definitely don't want to wear Stephon Diggs' number.
Not right now. Not when
Never.
He's on the Patriots.
Amari Cooper I wear. That's a fun
one. That's a...
All right.
But I think I would still rather want the
get the real one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know I'm weird about it.
Yeah.
I know I'm weird
T.O.
about it. Yeah,
we're doing those. We'll still be floating around.
Yeah,
like, that's gonna be like 15, 20 years.
You
ago.
See them at the stadium all the
really?
Time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that was a big moment in this franchise.
Yeah, it was
people
a very
held
short
on
moment.
To those.
Still big.
Yeah.
All right.
Still big. You know, the other thing too, the problem with the fake Bills jerseys. It's a spin of the wheel as to what you're gonna get. Because it's not like you can search out these factories by name, right?
Yeah.
You just click on a link and go. Because there are fakes that I've seen that are really, really, really good.
Yeah, they do a great job.
And then there are fakes that are just a blue shirt with a number sewn on it. And you don't know what's going to show up until you open up the package.
Yeah.
So you're right. You could spend $40 on a jersey that looks almost identical to what Josh Allen is wearing on the field, and that's awesome. You could open something up and,
those gifts are great for when you just got to get something and just check it off your list. Like, you really don't care.
But why bother then?
Yeah.
Well, because you're just obligated.
Okay.
You got to do something.
You did something.
It's crap, but listen, you got something, so be thankful.
I went out of my way to do nothing for you.
But
be
you
thankful.
Know, everybody has that one person that you're just doing it to do it, and you don't really care.
Okay.
Everybody's got that one person. It doesn't make you a bad person.
But then the fact that you yelled that immediately makes you with me.
I didn't
think.
Yell at anything.
Then go get him a candle at Marshall's. Like, that's the easiest thing to do.
Getting a guy a candle.
They have Bill's helmet candles at Marshall's right
now. They do?
Yeah.
You can get some, like,
cool
Bill stuff. Bill's mug.
Give me
some
cool
other
Bill's
type
candle.
Of accessory.
Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I always have real sneakers, and I get all of the good ones I wanted. To include my lady, I bought her a pair of knockoff Louis Vuitton sneakers. They did not fit her, and she went and sold them to a friend. The friend still does not know they're real. Not real.
Oh, no. Did she sell them knowing they were fake?
Those have got to be like $1,000
I would also think knockoff sneakers are going to fall apart pretty quickly.
I don't know. I mean, they could also be made at the same factory.
Maybe. Possible.
Who the hell knows? Mm. Zach writes us, you know, we were talking about the whole spin of the wheel with the fake. He said, I have experience with this. I bought a, quote, vintage Adrian Peterson jersey off of eBay. When I got it, it had cardboard backing on the inside where they stitched the numbers and did not realize it was fake before I bought it.
Cardboard backing a shirt?
Yeah, it's that's how they keep the numbers.
How do you wash it?
Well, that's just it.
Falls apart?
I mean, that's the other problem with these fake jerseys is like.
Wash them one time and they don't fit.
Exactly. Done. So that's, you're never going to, don't wash a jersey.
Yeah.
Wear it, make it smelly.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.